This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Kyle Rittenhouse appearance.
Who's ready?
For the NEPA Republicans Facebook group. I think they're a group. It is in, as the Citizen's Voice called it, influx. Amid the community outrage. So Kyle Rittenhouse, it looks like, will not be at the Woodlands Inn and Resort. There are several reports saying management from the Woodlands, they were receiving many calls from people, and they say that they were concerned about the safety of their staff. So Kyle Rittenhouse, he is known, folks. I saw a few people are like, who? Look,
that's
it
probably
up.
How it should be, by the way. He was someone who was part of the spotlight.
Pretty well known, though.
It is. But at this point, we shouldn't be going, oh, he's doing public appearances.
How about this? Google it.
Yeah.
Rittenhouse is certainly a controversial figure. Claimed self-defense.
Yeah.
Killed two people during a Black Lives Matter protest in Wisconsin. And look, he sat down to dinner with Donald Trump. There were people who embraced him on the right. And if you don't know much about the case, go look back on it. To me, this is a guy who took a gun and went looking for trouble and found it. But according to T.J. Fitzgerald, the founder and chairman of NEPA Republicans, he does say it's up in the air. They're looking for a different venue. So they're hoping to still have this thing going on. Now, there's a quote in the Citizen's Voice story. On Thursday, Fitzgerald lamented the turn of events, saying he hoped to energize the Republican base with a peaceful, constitutionally protected rally in the same fashion as liberals have recently been holding no king's rallies to oppose President Donald Trump. Now, I just want to say, if you're going to compare bringing in someone like a Kyle Rittenhouse to ordinary, everyday people peacefully going out and organizing, and a little different, a little different. So P.J. Fitzgerald says...
T.J.
Oh, I'm. What did I say?
P.J. I mean, I think that probably happens a lot. T.J.
T.J., sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
T.J. Fitzgerald also said in this article, he's not upset with the Woodlands, but rather at the community outrage that forced the cancellation. I'm mad at society, Fitzgerald said. Either we're a free society or we're not. This cancel culture is crazy. End quote. All right.
And by the way, Fox 56 has a story up confirming the Woodlands said they canceled it.
Right.
So as a police, I know the Citizen's Voice article saying in flux, but I'd seen it being canceled.
Well, I think the cancellation is at the Woodlands, but the event could still go on.
If they could find a welcoming place.
If they can find a venue that wants to bring in Kyle Rittenhouse. Look, cancel culture is here. And people who complain about it, conveniently complain about it only when it affects something they support. So this is the issue with cancel culture. You don't get to say it's okay here and right. not okay there. Look, you're going to bring in a Kyle Rittenhouse. The venue needs to know there's going to be some backlash with that. No one should be threatening anybody, but it is going to impact your business. There will be people who say, I'm not going to go there because you're bringing in somebody. And again, there are some people that I don't think there are many, but on the right who think this Kyle Rittenhouse is some kind of a hero. I would beg to differ with you. Whether you think he was guilty or not, look into the circumstances around why he ended up where he was and what happened. But you can't say, oh, I'm out of society now, when you are a part of people on the extremes who make a big deal out of when the other side does something. You know, Bud Light knows all about cancel culture. Jimmy Kimmel, he was the one that was pulled, right?
I can't
remember anymore.
Sure, right.
There's so many. He knows about cancel culture. It's just, this is the world we live in. And if you think that's a surprise, you should have prepared better. Did you tell the people there? Did you give them a heads up? Hey, we're bringing in this guy. Look it up.
Right.
Look it up, because and for the venues, they have to be very careful and look into what you're bringing in, what it might mean for your business. You may be a business that says, I don't care, I'm standing on free speech grounds. You can do that.
Yeah, I think so. And like I said this yesterday, and I've said this many times, I try to be consistent. I really don't care if Kyle Rittenhouse comes. I could sit there and listen to Kyle Rittenhouse, whatever his story is that he wants to share, and nothing is going to make me change my, I don't think anything could change my opinion of who he is. I don't know why he'd be the key speaker. I don't know that talking is dangerous in that setting. Unless you're weak-minded,
though. How does that rile up your people? I mean, seriously, tell me what it is that is going to be something as we're heading into the midterms after Republicans got shellacked this time. How is Kyle Rittenhouse going to help, especially since we know Luzerne County's Republican Party wants nothing to do with it? They want nothing. They're distancing themselves. We have absolutely nothing to do with this. So this is extreme people in a group who think it's a good idea. And that's pretty much what it is. And now they're mad because they are a part of a system that has created this. We don't like what you're doing. Right. We're going to punish you. But I think we have to be honest. If you own a business, or if you are a business person, whether you're in the service industry or the retail industry or whatever, products or services, be very careful who you associate yourself with. Even if you just say, they're just coming in and utilizing it like any other business person. Because you know that in the world today, it could impact you as a business person. I think that's what's happened there at the Woodlands. Now, they claimed it was more about safety to the staff. I don't know who's threatening to harm people because of someone like Kyle Rittenhouse coming, but
Kyle Rittenhouse could be an interesting speaker if the story was a cautionary tale about trying to stay out of business that's not yours and being in the wrong place. And like, it's just crazy. There could be something like almost old school after school special, but it's not. He went there. He stood up for what he believed in. He tried to keep an area safe, and in self-defense, he used his Second Amendment rights, and now he's a hero. That shouldn't be the takeaway from that story, but for many it is. You know, it's a horrible, horrible story. Now he's making his living going around speaking.
Yeah.
Because of what happened. That's a very odd way to live your life.
It's also been a few years, and I think he's kind of fallen out of the limelight.
He has. You know, it's just he's been used, I think, by a lot of people who want to cheer. I was stunned by some of the people I've seen who were saying they were so against this. It really did create this rift. This is kind of fringe on the fringe, if you will, this group. So I don't know. The businesses have to be careful. What are they going to say? We don't want these people or these people with these beliefs here. No, they're not going to say that. They're going to say for safety. It makes sense because you don't want to alienate as few people as possible.
Yeah. But, and I think he was someone that Turning Point USA which is the Charlie Kirk organization. Yeah. He had appeared at several of their events. But again, this was stuff back in 2021, 2022, yeah. You know, a few years back. And for some reason, they thought this is a good idea to bring him in. I guess November 22nd is this get together.
Yeah, like, so I don't know whether he comes, we don't know.
He wasn't wanted at the venue in Alabama. So then they planned this here.
It's almost like he was chewed up and spit out by mainstream Republicans or mainstream MAGA at this point. And now he's just kind of like, oh, he's a name people will recognize and people don't want it. And they don't think he represents their beliefs. I mean, what are they going to do with him now? Are they going to cancel it? Are they going to do a podcast? I don't know. I can't think that there'll be another venue that's going to step up and say, yeah, we want this. Unless a venue is looking for publicity.
I just don't even know why you think that's going to bring in new people. You're embracing new people like, oh, Kyle Rittenhouse is coming. I think the people who might support someone like a Kyle Rittenhouse are already with you, truly. But don't cry about society. I'm mad at society. Like TJ Fitzgerald is doing.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, hello. You're a part of, the extremes who have created such an environment.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised when you bring in someone like a Kyle Rittenhouse that people might say, oh, we don't want him in town. Don't be surprised by it.
Yeah, so you start to know the worth of a person because, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse has a name. We all have a name, but he's not an innovative name at this point. He's an older name it doesn't make sense. If when you have your loyal customers calling up going, hey, you know what? I love you guys, but this is a bad decision. I won't be coming back. Those people are far more important than this person is going to come in one time, right. Piss people off.
Look, and here's the other thing. Someone like a Kyle Rittenhouse, he ended up shooting and killing. And I think, so he shot and killed two.
Yeah.
Another one was shot and injured.
He's paralyzed, I believe.
And you're still going out talking about this. Most of us, I would believe, if we had to kill people in self-defense, would want to move on with our lives and not have the spotlight on us every single day. There are some people, it's just the behavior is weird. It's odd, it's weird. And there are people who think this is glorifying what had happened. And so the Woodland said, I don't need this. Don't want our staff to get any kind of threats or any kind of, you know, whatever.
It happened quick, though. It seemed like it bubbled up real fast and it got squashed real fast. Yeah, this one didn't linger like a lot of things tend to do around here.
So. But look, again, when your own Republican Party is saying, we have nothing to do with this.
The most telling part of the whole thing is that they were like, no, not them.
Yep. Senator John Fetterman was hospitalized Thursday. He had a fall near his home outside of Pittsburgh. I'm getting a report, and I'm looking at the one from New York Times, only because there's something his office stated about a ventricular fibrillation flare-up. And one thing I have noticed is a number of them mention that, but they don't go too much into it. I did see some medical people on Twitter asking, you know, did the office confuse the AFib with a VFib issue? Because a ventricular fibrillation flare-up is a serious, serious condition which could cause sudden death. So I go to the New York Times. They mention what his office said, but they didn't go into detail about it.
Right.
So he was taking an early morning walk in Braddock, which is where he's from. He, you know, once was the mayor. They say he became lightheaded and fell, and it did cause minor injuries to his face. He was taken into the hospital in Pittsburgh, and again, according to his office, the statement described as a ventricular fibrillation flare-up. His office says he's doing well, but staying at the hospital for observation because his medication is being adjusted. And they made somewhat of a joke, you know, that he said. Supposedly, he said, quote, if you thought my face looked bad before, wait until you see it now, end quote, because he hit his face when he fell. So he has been dogged by health troubles. We know this. Remember when he was running and he had a stroke. And he just recently wrote a memoir, which we had been talking about yesterday and the rift between him and the governor and an open mic, hot mic moment there.
Right.
And he had even talked about, you know, possibly should he have retired. You know, after all the issues he had when he was sworn in, he had real bad depression.
Which he said,
he talked about it openly.
I saw him do a couple interviews recently, and he talked about how he probably should have dropped out after he had the stroke. And then also that the depression really kicked in after like the world's worst debate.
Right.
I hope he, you know, obviously strokes are nothing to joke about. Him falling and being in the hospital is nothing.
This is a hard issue that's pretty serious.
Hopefully his health comes first.
Right.
It's so funny, though. And I'll say a bunch of people are hypocrites out there because it's amazing. I think people should just admit, I hope he gets better because I now like his politics as opposed to this fake crap. When he had his stroke, we'd see
all the ugliness.
He's brain dead. He's a vegetable. He's
right.
And now prayers because you like it. Just say, I like his politics and now I hope he lives.
Well, I hope I don't like his politics right now because I think he's on the wrong side of a bunch of things. I wish him the best. I wish him well. Yeah. I really am concerned for him because he's had a number of issues. Remember last year he had the car accident. He rear-ended a car while driving well above the speed limit.
Yeah.
He and his wife had to go to the hospital for treatment. So, as you say, I hope that his health and his family and what's best for them comes first.
Yeah, be consistent. If somebody has a health problem, wish them well. Don't go, well, where do they stand on blank issue?
Honest to God.
I saw it so many places yesterday. Prayers for you. Yeah. Wait, you were putting memes out calling him, saying he was like a Muppet. I remember these things.
It was real ugly.
It was mean-spirited stuff. And who cares? We're all human beings. I hate this stuff, and I hope he gets better.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Will Penn State snap their streak?
Oh my gosh, I hope so.
It'll give us something to look forward to the next game, right?
I really love this interim coach, Terry Smith. I don't think he's going to be the head coach, but I think they got to keep him. I don't know if you got a chance to hear any of
When he talks.
His news conferences where he's, people ask him questions and he's like, he's very blunt. He's very honest about what's going on. When he was talking the other day, he said, look, I need to do better. And, you know, when I first stepped into this role, I knew a lot about the defense. That was my thing. It took me time to get to where we're throwing the ball down the field. I don't know why it's that hard for the offensive coordinator to try to do that. But anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting.
He's in such a great spot that I'm envious of, which is that I have nothing to lose here. Like, really, no one expects him to get the job. He probably thinks he's not going to get the job. So you say what you're thinking. You be as real and honest with yourself and everybody else, and you hope for the best.
Well, I think he is. I am concerned for him in the sense that he could lose the job because somebody, you know, they may not find room for him. You could have someone come in and bring their own people.
Which is often what happens.
I think from hearing what he has to say, he really loves it there. He lives and breathes it. And it would be absolutely devastating to him to not be with the program anymore. So on that end, I am concerned for him. I hope that they're able to keep him there. And from what I understand, like, it's not somebody that I knew a lot about, but James Franklin, everyone talks about how great he is at recruiting these young guys. But they talk about how Terry Smith also has great skills in that front, too. And he is a big part of the recruiting as well. I think they need that person there, no matter who the next person is.
Yeah. I think with the exception of like the Paterno family, who, you know, was a Jay who could have always been there and they're not anymore. I feel like that was life changing. If James Franklin can go from being, you know, this is my home, this is my state, I got to, and now he might go to Arkansas. They're saying it's a job still. So I don't, people who have good reputations are going to get jobs, and that loyalty is only as far as, you know, it only goes as far as they want to be loyal to you.
Have you noticed, though, the few times when he has spoken, he has invoked the name of Joe Paterno a number of times?
I haven't picked up on that because I haven't watched a lot of his press conferences.
He has. He talked about the first time he walked out on the field as the coach, and he remembered, you know, he said to know that he was walking out like Joe Paterno. He has invoked Joe Paterno's name. I'm not saying a lot, but a few times, and a lot of people were like, is it becoming more acceptable to start talking about Joe Paterno again and what he meant to that program? Because I'm just bringing it out there. He has mentioned it a few times, and there hasn't been that blowback that you had expected, you know, in the, obviously the years after everything had gone down. So who's going to be the next coach?
I don't think it'll be Terry Smith, but he has, you know, he seems like he's a guy I like to talk to. He seems like a nice
dude. Who would be the next coach? So
I can't answer that. I don't work
there. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
More and more, you're hearing about names that come up. Eli Drinkwitz is one that people have talked about. Right now, he has a 36% chance to land the Penn State job because they actually have predictive odds markets right now. At the beginning of November, he was just around the 20% mark. His odds have nearly doubled. That's because I guess Texas A&M head coach Mike Elko, you know, he's got a team rolling right now. Right. And would he even be available when they need him? Some people are saying Brian Hartline, offensive coordinator for Ohio State. Some have said he could announce the job when they get to the playoff time. Like you can still be in the playoffs, but say after this, I'm gone. You could do that.
Could make things awkward a little,
right.
But
but the word is that Ole Miss's Lane Kiffin right now is the hottest name in the coaching carousel.
Oh, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
They said Ole Mrs. Lane Kiffin, who's wife.
No, but the question is, would he ever entertain going somewhere else? And people say if he would ever entertain going somewhere else, it would be Alabama. And yes, Alabama has a coach, but will the coach be there? So there's a whole bunch of questions about, you know, depending on where other ones may open up. But Kiffin, they say if he turns down the Florida gig, because that's one that the Florida job is open. If he turns that down, Drinkwitz could be the next call for the Gators. So what would they do? What would he do if given a choice between the Big Ten and the SEC? And people say he may go to the SEC.
Lane Kiffin is one of these guys that I don't know. Like he's coached in the NFL. He's had college experience. He was a Raiders coach. He was the Jacksonville Jaguars coach. I mean, look, the guy's got a good resume and he's young too. Is he 50? He's 50. So with all that experience, he's still a young guy. So would he want to come? I really don't know. The funniest two stories I saw, after the Giants fired Brian Dabble, I saw somebody say, you know, forget the baggage in New York. Penn State needs to hire.
I've seen that too. Oh, you got to get Brian Daboll. He got fired. He was like threatening and stuff on the sidelines during the game against the Eagles.
The only thing worse I saw was someone from New York saying the coach the Giants need to get is Kevin Stefanski, the Browns coach. If he becomes available, which please, I hope he is soon, hire him. Right. I don't know who these people are, but I think that's proof to anybody. Anyone can be a sports writer.
Oh, boy.
Lane Kiffin would be good only because of his. He's still young. He's still learning. He's still growing.
Yeah, but he's
so
not coming
experience.
Here, they say.
Well, then what the heck? Brian Hartline. I'll stick with that.
New York Times has a story where I don't know if it was the I'm going to guess it was the elections that happened where there was a big spanking for the Republicans pretty much across the board everywhere. And look, it's a lot of this is about how life is for you and I, for average everyday people and how expensive it's become. The economy is really difficult right now. And according to the New York Times, Maggie Haberman and Tyler Pager, President Donald Trump is reportedly considering a major rollback of his trade policy. There is word that the administration is now preparing broad exemptions to certain tariffs to ease elevated food prices, which would be a really smart thing. Why did you do it in the first place? So many people said this is exactly what would happen. And when you tell people, oh, no, you know, that tax is being paid for by other people. We're not stupid. I'm glad that maybe they're waking up to it, even though Donald Trump continues to say the economy is great. And he talks about how it's going well. But according to The New York Times, they are saying that the change would apply to certain reciprocal tariffs that were announced back in April, including products coming from countries that have not struck trade deals with the administration. It would be beef and citrus products. Now, these folks who are talking to, you know, the reporters are cautioning that the president still hasn't made the final decision. So God knows, this could just be other people hoping that he'll come on board. It seems like there are people probably around him. We heard that some have tried to talk to him behind closed doors to say, this is a problem. We need to address it. So sometimes I wonder if people leak stuff like this so that it's out there and maybe they can get his attention. But look, the rising price of beef, it's the imports. It's been a contention among U.S. ranchers. That could be a rollback of one of his key economic policies. So we don't know. I guess they're talking about it. It would be a good idea. People are struggling now.
Everyone but him. I mean, he seems to not really want to buy into that.
Well, and, you know, it's to your own peril and your party's peril to pretend that something isn't what it is. Sometimes you can fool people, but when they're in the thick of it themselves, it's going to fall on deaf ears. So the president is also reportedly planning to travel the country to tout his economic agenda. Good luck with that. If you think showing up in person to tell them it's great is going to be better than in front of, you know, a camera.
He's pulled certain things off that people have gotten behind that I couldn't believe they got behind. I can't believe he'll I don't know how he could turn people who are like, hey, this economy sucks. Things are way too expensive. I don't know how he could get people on board with that. Because even if he reverses these tariffs, what would get things back to where they were 9 months ago? Right. Is that a victory? Are we just hoping to get it back to where it was?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, we'll see if this happens. I fully expect it won't. And I think that this is just more of people around him leaking stuff, hoping to get his attention because a number of people. I mean, when you have Marjorie Taylor Greene out there saying gaslighting the people and trying to tell them prices have come down is not helping. That's what she said on Sean Spicer's show. It's actually infuriating people because people know what they are paying at the grocery store. They know what they are paying for their kids' clothes and school supplies. Right. They know what they're paying for their electricity bills. The fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who loves Donald Trump, is telling the American people that he is gaslighting voters. Hello, warning, warning. Will he heed? We shall see. Do you suffer with headaches? I'm not doing a
yes.
I'm not doing a commercial for this. And the other day we were joking around with Bob Cordaro. He comes in at the end of the show. For those of you who might be here until you get to work or whatever.
Quietly. It sounds like a truck comes to the room sometimes.
Yeah, it's like a bull in a china shop. But
so that's Bob.
Bob comes in.
Yeah.
And he's on, he puts his show on video so you can also watch like it.
Web
online.
Streaming, live streaming.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Which we have shunned in fantastic fashion. Anyway, we have these bright lights. And I don't know what it was the other day, because normally he comes in, he doesn't turn all those on right away. And he turns it on and it's literally like blaring in my face.
Yes.
And I'm like, please don't turn the light on. I have always, all my life, had headaches. I could get them where you say migraine. I don't get migraines like my aunt used to get, where she would have to go into a dark room. It was misery for her.
Right.
You know, couldn't really function. So thank God I don't get those, but I do get them where they become very painful if I don't take something
with
quickly.
Bright lights. They trigger that.
Well, for me, it's I a lot of times lights, and I don't know if they trigger them as much as it just exacerbates them. The reason I mention this is 1/3 of the global population suffers from headache disorders, and women much more so than men,
especially in unhappy marriages. Stereotypically speaking,
I was just going to say, we got a headache from a person.
I'm just saying, sometimes
as a kid, my classroom, and you know how I hate fluorescent lighting, and they had those white, bright desks. And I just always had headaches even then. So I don't know if it's an ocular thing. But yeah. Women experience significantly higher levels of headache-related disability. They have headaches more frequently and for longer durations than men. So researchers looked at, you know, data across 18 countries and found that 1/3 suffer from some type of a headache disorder. So, you know, headache disorders ranked 6th. Among all disability causes. And the large part of the global headache burden, they say, is preventable. I'm not sure what they mean by preventable. Is it what, in terms of medicine, perhaps?
I mean, that would be more treatment. I'm guessing that, I mean, there's certain things sometimes if you don't have enough salt or if your levels are off.
Right.
It's interesting, though. But if you ask, women get headaches. And very rarely do you have to say this question, which is a universal question to ask all men when they have a headache, which is, did you take anything? Because most of it, like I can't tell you how many times I have a headache. My wife goes, did you take something? And then I never have.
I hate that. So don't complain if you don't take something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.